A wide variety of toys are displayed at the Hong Kong Toys and Games Fair, and children can't get enough of them. Toy manufacturers are expecting a sharp increase in sales in 2016. Frankie Tse, China market CEO of baby products manufacturer Good Baby, says the unfavorable economic situation will not stop the willingness of Chinese parents to purchase products for their kids.
From last year, actually, we have already seen that there's a potential for sales growth. Although the economic situation in China is not that well in 2015, in 2016, we can see a lot of parents want to have their second child in the coming years. We will see the effect will be taking place, especially during the second half of the year.
The company is presenting its brand new twin baby stroller at the fair to meet the potential needs of parents who intend to have a second child. Yong Chi Kong, executive advisor to the Toys Manufacturers Association of Hong Kong, is also confident in the market.
We expect to have about 2.4 million newborns extra to the 15 million annually. So by that, we calculated it would be approximately 5% growth. In other means, it will be around 75 billion renminbi extra spending in the coming year.
Hong Kong-based educational toy maker 4M Industrial Development has augmented its products with reality technology targeting children who have siblings. Wang Ying Kit is a designer at that company. He says children can learn simple science and concepts of protecting the environment from educational toys. They can also build up better relationships with their parents or siblings by cooperating to re-image the dinosaur in the augmented reality technology game.
The theory behind AR technology is to combine virtuality and reality. There are lots of products using AR technology in the general market, but they are relatively rare in the toy market. Our company is launching toys with new technology this year. We hope to attract customers from different ages.
About 2,800 exhibitors from around the world are showcasing both traditional and innovative toys, along with baby and mother care products, attracting buyers from 65 countries and regions to the show. The Hong Kong Toys and Games Fair runs till Thursday at the city's Convention and Exhibition Center. For CRI, this is Ryan Price.